I didn't know who it was. I didn't have it turned up too loud. Oh, I just come in from tending the chickens and having a pear here, and my wife peeled for me, and drinking a cup of coffee.
Like a nice way to start the afternoon. I love pears. One of my favorite fruits, I guess. Hard to find good ones, though. You have to be kind of careful. Some of them are kind of hard. It depends on where they come from, I suppose. It's kind of brisk this morning, Dave. It's warmed up a little bit now, it looks like, but it was very chilly this morning.
You get the paper, the weather station here on my table said 32. It's just 48 in the sun now, but it's pretty cool out there. I was kind of watching for the mailman. When he goes by, I'm going to jump out of here and try to catch him. I got a CQ calendar I'm sending to a friend up in, where's he at, Tom? Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. He just got back into ham radio the other day. And they got all the contests and stuff like that on them, so they didn't have an option to send it direct, so I had to send it here and then mail it back again.
Oh, well, that's the way it is sometimes. I was looking through some stuff the other day, and I found some QSLs from a bureau that I hadn't even opened up. It's been 25 years ago, I guess. And had some surprises in there, Paraguay, Sweden, a couple other places. I didn't even realize I contacted over the years. But how's audio on this rig, Tommy, if you don't mind?
It's great. Nothing wrong. I heard a little tiny bit of pop in there, but not much. And that's ironic because I got this thing on the computer that tells me what mail I'm going to get today, and one of the things that's coming is the Zero QSL Bureau is coming. I haven't sent any bureau cards in a couple of years since they raised the price way up, but I guess it come back down now. Oh, Bernice brought me over a couple of warmed up oatmeal cookies, but I imagine it's a bunch of Russians more likely, but if I hear them on there, I work them. I worked Poland last night and in Russia just for the fun of it. There were special event stations, and about the only thing on there that was interesting, one of them was Sierra Papa Zero, I think it was, and then M-O-R-S-E for Morse code. It was in celebration of Samuel Morse, I guess it is. And then the other one was some kind of big celebration in Russia, RW-21 something or other. So I looked around there for a while, and nothing else come up that was interesting, so I just shut her down.
Keeping up with my wife, he's keeping an eye out for the mail today, too. I've got a radio that I shipped to a guy in Pennsylvania, and he decided he was going to, it was stuck in Grimp for about 10 days, and he was getting antsy about it, and I said I refunded his money and told him I'd if he'd ship it back the same way, I'd reimburse him, and went to the post office, and just somebody at the post office just told him the market refused, and so now instead of coming back here, it's on vacation in Kansas City, Missouri right now. Kansas City, Kansas, I think is where it is. It may be Kansas and Missouri, whichever one it was, one of those distribution centers that left there. So it's headed back here, hopefully. I told him, I said, use the tracking number dead on them after it's delivered. But it hadn't been open. I seal it whenever I send a package like that. I seal it up all the way around, so they open it. They gotta break the seal, and it's obvious when they do it. But anyway, I told him, I said, you realize you don't have any record of you sending it back to me. Plus, I don't think the insurance is good after it's delivered either. So he's been a little antsy about it, and I told myself, look, I said, you know, it's one of those things. I said, he said, I thought I was doing you a favor. I said, you didn't do yourself or me a favor if it didn't get back here. What was it that you sent, Jerry?
Yep.
That, your digital scanners I sent to a guy, and, everything was legitimate, but he just, you know, I think he just didn't realize what he was doing. Somebody at the post office in Pennsylvania had told him he could do that, and I guess he thought he was saving me money, but, it's one of those penny foolish, deals where you just don't, if it doesn't show back up, you're pretty much out of it.
Yeah, I like this thing on my phone, and I get it on my computer, too. It's free. It doesn't cost nothing. Just go to USPS, USPostalService.com, sign up for it, and they send you a picture of every envelope that you're going to get that day. Every morning about 8 o'clock, it comes in. And now, if it's a magazine or something big, they don't take a picture of it. But if it's just envelopes, it's kind of nice, you know. We have a locking mailbox, so it's secure. But when we didn't, that was nice to know what was coming, you know.
After that, a couple of years ago, informed delivery. The only issue I have with it sometimes, if somebody just handwrites a mailing label instead of having it printed out on PayPal or Stamps.com or something like that, it doesn't track that one. You have to track that one on your own. But, I like being able to see what's in the mailbox. That way I know something's coming in the mail important. I tried to do everything online now, so I don't get any paperwork, but I still get stuff occasionally that I need to keep an eye out for. But I use that. It's very handy, I think. And it's kind of especially if you have a box somewhere where you got to drive back and forth, it really saves you a trip to the post office if you don't have anything showing up that day.
Oh, it would. I never thought about it in that respect. Ooh, I was watching this show, Most Daring, here. You look like a French Dassault fighter come in, and, he was having some problems now. And he crashed it after he porpoised. I don't know if that old boy made it out or not. He didn't eject. Anyways, it's a nice service. And us too, we don't have very much that ever comes in there that's of grievous importance. But I've never had any problem with self-addressed envelopes. They take a picture of them too, and I've never been able not to make it out, but I suppose if the writing was bad enough, a person would. Oh, shoot. Well, got two eggs from I call them the far side. There's two pens out there today. That's an improvement of one. Been getting one egg a day, every other day, and that's about it, so maybe they're coming out of the molting stage.
Yes, I wonder how well they'll be laying. We got a neighbor next door that's got a couple of hens, and I don't know how I hear them clucking when they lay in, you know. But now, what I was speaking about earlier on the handwriting is if somebody sends you like a priority mail package, and they just handwrite it out, print it instead of printing it out through a service, that generally doesn't show up on my informed delivery. It generally does not show up at all. So I have to have the tracking number in order to catch it. But that's the way this one is. This was a generated, PayPal-generated mailing label. So it tracks it and barcodes and the whole deal. And I didn't think it'd track it on the way back, but it has been so far. And I like that informed delivery. We, when my wife's parents were in bad health, we had a lot of legal stuff going back and forth. That way we can make sure we didn't miss something or if something's on the way, we'd be sure and be here to pick it up and not let it sit in the mailbox.
Yeah, the repeater hadn't been very busy this morning, by the way. I didn't listen to it a whole lot, but we was out in Mobile. We went up to the trash dump and dumped our trash. I've never got any pictures of packages. But it'll, down at the very bottom, it'll say you got a package coming or not. But I get very few parcel service stuff through the mail. But at any rate, at least wise, the other drivers now are putting it in the right place if they do have a package. Boy, sometimes those guys, I think they flunked hooked on phonics and they can't even read a sign. But nonetheless, well, what are you going to do the rest of the day, Jerry? I haven't really got any plans.
I think I'm going to wait for the mail to come. Like I said, I'm expecting a package today. But, again, it was supposed to be here today, I hope. I'm expecting today or tomorrow. And sometimes the lady that delivers our mail knows me. She's been on her route for years now, and she'll even, something she used to, when I have stuff coming from overseas, she'd even call me on my home phone and let me know, she had something there on the way for me and want to know if I was going to be at home. But the substitutes aren't as good as the regular carrier is. The regular carrier is just great. She's not one of these, because these substitutes, they're just throw the, we missed you deals, pick it up at the post office, they just drive on by, even though we're here, they don't even come to the door or not, but she always, she knows we're here, and she always comes to the door and that sort of thing. But after we do that, we're going to do a little grocery shopping this afternoon.
87 LP.
I think that was Gabriel. Yeah, we went yesterday, actually, Jerry, and I was going to ask you a question about that scanner in a little bit. I'd like to have one, but they're just too expensive, and you need one that's real fast scanning and one that'll do the 800 megacycle band, of course. Go ahead. I think it was Gabriel.
Hey, Roger. Dan here, Delta Alpha November, 87LT. Just gonna get in here, Tom, and shout at you guys. Say good afternoon to you. And N0TR in the group, 87LT.
Oh, sorry. I just got a little bit of the cutoff on there, Dan. Yeah, I recognize that call now. Well, I hope you're having a good day. We just, been out playing with the chickens and feeding and watering them, and they said there's a possibility of snow flurries here Friday, so when I fill their heated watering tank, it's good for about 3 days, and so I want to make sure it was really good and full, because I don't want to go out there for snow. Go ahead, Jerry.
Dan, hope you're doing well today. Yeah, I tell you, I think the best way to get a hold of the scanner thing is get one of these RF dongles that does P25, because just about everything in this area is 800 megahertz trunking, and uses that P25 digital. There's not much of it, there's very little of it encrypted, it's all open, but you got to have something to trunk track, otherwise you won't pick up the conversations. And most of those scanners, they start around 350 or so, maybe a little higher than that. And the top end ones are closer to 600, 700 bucks, like buying an HF rig. I've got one of those, and it does a great job. But so many of these services are no longer analog; they're all digital. And when they go digital, they can just flip that switch, and it goes encrypted, and that's it.
Here and say good afternoon to you guys. Just about back to the house from the hardware store, my second home, and doing some honeydews. Anyway, Let me sign out. You guys carry on. And good luck on your... Sounds like you're talking about getting some scanners for these new trunk systems. Anyway, so N0CR to take it. This is in the group 87LT. I'll be clear. You guys have a good one.
LT, N0TR. Well, don't be a stranger, Dan. Good to hear you. And Lowe's and Home Depot are about the only place we ever go anymore with the COVID out there. And I don't like to go there, really, unless it's in the off hours. You have a wonderful day, Dan, and 73's to you. And I'll send it over to Jerry.
Okay, 87LT and 4DJC. The scanning thing has gotten, it's just a lot of stuff is still, there's several counties that are still mostly analog and they don't truck. But so many of them, well, see, Greenville County has a simulcast system, which means they're broadcasting the same frequencies of multiple towers. That causes some of these scanners to throw a fit. Even if they are digital, they don't, they're garbled because they're getting the same signals, and there's a couple of them that handle that well. But some of the stuff that you can hook up to your computer works extremely well, and it's inexpensive, but I haven't gotten into that. But the frequencies are easy to find. Anderson County's got a simulcast system, and I think maybe Spartanburg does too. There's multiple locations. You got six or seven towers here in Anderson, and about the same in Greenville. And then on Caesar's Head, there's another one up there. And there's multiple systems on that one as well, Hogback Mountain and Spartanburg. But there's still some of the fire and stuff on analog, but it's hard to follow a conversation without having a scanner or some type of computer dongle that'll track the system. Otherwise, you can't tell who's without, you know, there's talk group IDs. You don't know who's saying what to who.
Yeah, Jerry, that's the truth. I have a few frequencies that are local here, and the only time I really listen to them is if I hear the sirens and they stop close. Like down here on Highway 101 the other day, there was a wreck, and I was getting ready to go down to Publix or someplace. And so as soon as I turned the corner here up at our corner, near O'Neill, I saw red lights down there, and I just immediately turned in a driveway and made a U-ey and went down Highway 14, which is a little further out of the way. But yeah, my understanding of that trunking, I thought, and I'm probably wrong, I never looked into it closely, like if an officer has a handy talkie and he keys it and it goes in on one frequency, it might come back out on another frequency, sort of like spread spectrum, I guess you'd say. So you'd have to have a hyper scanning thing. And I know the Unidunes and used to be the Radio Shacks, and the top end ones were about $700. I'm just not that interested in it. It's just an occasional thing. I do listen to, if I'm scanning, nobody answers on the repeater, I'll put the radio on scan and listen to the air frequencies and the public service. Once in a while you'll hear it, but if it's an ambulance or something, it's got to be real close. And I'm not going to be a ambulance chaser or a fire truck chaser anyways.
Listen to a lot of the train frequencies too. Norfolk Southern's real busy. There's a bunch of short lines here in the area they're not busy like most scanner frequencies, but it's interesting to hear them. And you and I both have a common interest in rail stuff. That's something that says they got a big yard in Greenville. And I think the yard frequency is 16415, I think. And it's AM. Excuse me, it's FM. It's wideband. It's just a single frequency. And then the main road frequency is 169.50 for Norfolk Southern. It's a good bit of activity. I can pick them up here in Anderson on my Ringo Ranger pretty easily indoors. And but it's interesting. You know, it's just something else to something else to buy at the time. I don't do much hairband stuff. I used to, but about all I hear now is on hairband is just jets, you know, coming into Spartanburg and hearing them from, you know, Atlanta area and that sort of thing. And we hear a lot of military stuff. A lot of that stuff's encrypted now.
Military still has to use the AM frequencies that are for air traffic control on that when they come in, but I was in a flight crew, so I enjoy listening to that and looking out for the different types of planes, but I'm not a fanatic about it. They're just in there to keep my mind. If that's going and I'm listening to that while I'm driving and that, it keeps me alert and I don't get sleepy if there's activity. But if you wasn't into it, it'd be kind of boring. But I do enjoy it. When we were in the small aircraft that I flew in off of the carrier, well, we had full helmets, and all air traffic control and everything come in through our helmets as well as the pilot and co-pilots. And so it was kind of fun. You knew exactly what was happening, where you was going. And then you could hear the carrier-controlled approach or the ground-controlled approach. And then I'd stick my head out and look out the front of the cockpit. I could see right out the front, especially if we was angled down towards the flight deck or something.
I've got, I subscribed to that spectrum monitor. It comes out every couple of months, and I get it in a PDF format. I'll have to send you. They usually have air issue once a year, and I have to send you one of those. They have all the MILCOM frequencies and air frequencies, that sort of the stuff that's active. And the guy that publishes it is out of North Carolina. It's really interesting. I also do that flight aware stuff too. I enjoy looking at that, but I don't get I'm not in a great location. You know, you're much better location to get a lot of the traffic. I can't hear. All I can hear is you for the high and ultra high guys that are up 30,000 feet or so. The other stuff, I hear some local stuff, and, you know, hear some choppers sometimes, but that'd be something to be, you know, you could probably, you know, pick up a lot more stuff than I could.
On top of a hill here, yeah, we're still at just 935 feet, but I can hear all the ground control and approach and stuff like that. Now, some of those you got to be pretty close to the airport to hear, unless you're up a long ways, but... Yeah, most of it's immediately after takeoff. They tell them to climb, maintain 10,000, and contact Atlanta Center 135.35, and that's about the end of it. But you can, if you feast around, you can find those frequencies some. And like I said, I'm not a fanatic, and I surely don't have them all by any means. I've just picked them up by listening. But I had a friend back in Kansas. His name was Tyler. And, I'm telling you, he had a computer with a program on it. And it was sort of like my Bandscope is when I put it up on the 27-inch monitor. And he was monitoring everything from B-1Bs to B-2s to you name it. And it was interesting, but as you say, when they didn't want you to hear it, even that program he had, it just come through as a buzz, and that was encrypted. But that was the most fascinating program I ever seen, and I don't know what the name of it was. He was a real computer geek.
A lot of things like that are, you know, that you can watch them. You know, of course, some of the stuff is not real time. You know, you can watch Air Force One. Sometimes they mask it. Sometimes it's delayed. But sometimes you can see Air Force One and Air Force Two pop up on there, or see another military plane that's not, you know, that's not with a, you know, where they can, they don't, they mask the identity of it. But you know, if you see a big plane circling somewhere, there's probably a high, you know, some high top official is coming in. because you'll see that see some of those fighters, you know, coming around too. They don't talk much. They just, you know, they don't. I'm not sure if they use some type of encryption communications, how they do, but they don't. You don't hear a lot of chatter on those.
Well, and like when the president or the vice president comes in, they close the airspace off at, I forget what they call that, but they lock it down until he's in and out. I listen to them, though, when they call for clearance to take off, and as soon as they took off, Bernice and I went out in the front yard and watched, and I know when they're taking off on runway 4, where they're going to wind up at, and we saw Air Force One going out, and I heard it coming in, but I'm sure they could encrypt it, but, and then sometimes he'll have a call sign, I suppose, that might make it hard to interpret, but, way back when they about had a collision with, I think it was Truman's plane and that, they started calling it Air Force One from then on. And so he still comes in as Air Force One. They got some new ones being built, and I guess they're really, really hyper-sophisticated. I have a coffee cup from Air Force One that my brother-in-law gave me. He was a guard at Boeing in Wichita when they built those, and I got to walk up right underneath of them when they were still painted green in the primer.
Tom, I got to jump out down here. I got to get run downstairs. I think my wife has got me something to eat for lunch, I hope so. I probably talked too long anyway. But listen, it's good talking with you. I hope I'll catch you a little bit later on today. And we'll see you later in 0TR in 4DJC, clear after your final.
DJC in 0TR. Okay, Jerry, enjoyed it. And gun smoke just come on, so I'm going to go watch that and watch for the mailman. You have a good day and some great chow, and we'll talk to you later. Send your OTR clear.